I would like to call to order the November 18th, 2021 Stormwater Utility Commission meeting. Urena, may I please have a roll call of the commissioners?
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner Mattson?
Here.
Vice Chair Parker? Commissioner Thomas? Chair Kufari?
Present.
Let the record show we have a quorum.
All right, let's move on to the next item, call to the audience. At this time, any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask the matter to be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to the audience. In order to speak during call to the audience, please specify what you wish to discuss when completing the speaker card. Staff, were there any requests to speak received for call to audience?
There were no requests.
All right, and I do not see any audience members, so we will move on. I would like to turn it over to Council Member Dr. Harry Green. If you have any comments for us, please.
I would just say that the staff did a super job of explaining the changes and getting the council on board to pass last night's resolution. So congratulations to John and to Paul for getting that over the goal line.
And yeah, that was in relation to the Chapter 17 floodplain ordinance change presented at the town council meeting last night. Thank you for the kind words, Dr. Green. That certainly, as we discussed, was an effort. Certainly thanks to our staff at the Stormwater Utility and at the Public Works Division.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Green. I'd like to move on now to the next item, Director's Report. Reminder that this is informational. Please, Mr. Spiker.
Thank you, Chair, Commissioners. Today's Director's Report, I've got several bulleted items here. We're going to start off with the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. They've issued a new small Phase 2 Municipal Separate Storm Sewer System, or MS4, permit on October 1st, 2021. The town submitted our notice of intent and paid the permit fees for the 2021-2022 permit year. Staff is currently working toward amendments on the stormwater management plan so that we may remain in compliance with the updated state permit. We're hoping to present that plan, those updates to the commission sometime this spring. Again, this is a five-year permit, but the changes to the stormwater management plan are due June of 2022. So we want to bring that to the commission here for your review before we finalize that plan and submit that back up to the state. As Council Member Dr. Green had just mentioned, at last night's town council meeting, they did approve the amendments to Chapter 17, Floodplain and Erosion Hazard Management. This allows the town to remain compliant with a state model floodplain ordinance, which allows us to be eligible for the National Flood Insurance Program. We do plan to present the final code amendments to the commission early part of next year, in conjunction with our drainage criteria manual. These Chapter 17 amendments allow us to provide an updated drainage criteria manual. So we'll get that both of those in front of the commission so you may thoroughly review those and educate yourselves on what we're doing over at the Stormwater Utility. Next up, we have interviewed and selected a new Stormwater Commissioner to replace our outgoing Commissioner Joan Brown. The selected individual will be approved at the town council meeting at December 1st, 2021 meeting and should be joining the commission in January. Next up, the water utility and stormwater utility is looking at updating our billing software and customer service portal. That's been pushed back to the spring of 2022, but we're working toward producing outreach and marketing materials, which we'll be pushing toward a presentation so you guys can see what we're offering up our customers here in Oro Valley. We're really looking to give them more access into their water and stormwater bills and give us an opportunity to engage with our customers in a different way. Lastly, again, I just want to take the opportunity to wish everybody a warm and wonderful Thanksgiving holiday next week. I know we won't see each other, but I did want to express my thanks to everybody and well wishes to everybody. So that's all I've got today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Spiker. At this time, I would like to move on to agenda item number one, review and approval of the September 16th, 2021 meeting minutes. Commissioners, you all have received copies previously. Yeah. Any additions or corrections? All right. If not, is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Motion passes. Moving on to agenda item number two, discussion of meetings and events. Mr. Spiker, please proceed with the presentation.
Thank you, Chair Kufari. Again, you can see on the screen here and in your packets lists of meetings and activities since the last Stormwater Utility Commission in September. Things to note, as we just articulated in the director's report, the ADEQ small phase two permit went active October 1. In addition, I wanted to take a minute to say thank you for those that attended the State of the Town address at the end of October. Mayor Winfield's address regarding gratitude and optimism was really inspiring. I thought it was a fabulous State of the Town address. So again, thank you to those who were able to join us. I thought the turnout was fantastic. It was really a full conference, both in the exhibitors hall and at the luncheon itself. So again, thank you for your time for attending those. Mixed in here, again, we've got our Pima County Flood Advisory meetings, our Pima Association of Governments Stormwater Pollution Prevention meetings, as well as our regular Stormwater Advisory Commission meetings. And that's all I have on that item. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Spiker. Agenda item number three, which I personally have been regretting for 3 years now. Recognition of outgoing Stormwater Utility Commissioner Joan Brown. Mr. Spiker, please proceed. Presentation.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. Again, we'd like to take some time to recognize Joan's efforts here. Serving on the commission the past 4 years, she brought a level of professionalism and experience to the commission. I'm not going to say it was sorely missed, but it's greatly appreciated. Her knowledge of federal contracts, her understanding of government projects, some experience with floodplain and watershed projects really helped carry the commission forward. And again, I really want to express my gratitude toward her, as well as her new venture with her new career or new job, if you will, up in the Phoenix area. I wish her well and understand we are here. If you'd like to come back at a later date, we'd be more than willing to have you back, Joan. So again, I sincerely thank you so much for your time and efforts. And I will open it up to the commission if anybody else would like to say a few things.
Thank you, Joan. I think you and I are the last remaining ones from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We all have a new crew, and you definitely welcomed me personally. You know, the first meeting, showed me the ropes, and for that, I'm very grateful. It's been a pleasure to get to know you these years. And since we are neighbors, I will see you in a matter of 10 minutes. So it's not goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right.
I'd like to say you will be sorely missed.
Thank you. It's been really enjoyable. You made it, keeping the process so easy.
She does indeed.
Yes. Sure.
Well, look back. Yeah, I was going to say, look back at the body of work that you've been a part of for the past 4 years. The Stormwater Commission and the Stormwater Utility itself has really grown up. You know, we've had great members in both areas, and you know, a calm and being part of a really cohesive group, and that will be missed. Mm-hmm. That will be missed.
This time, I would like to move on to agenda item number four, discussion and possible action regarding the annual stormwater utility rate analysis recommendation to Mayor and Council for fiscal year 2023. Mr. Spiker, please proceed with the presentation.
Thank you, Chair and Commissioners. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to our Assistant Public Works Director, Amy Ramsey, to present our audit for the year.
Last meeting, we met and we went through the five-year scenario, and we found that we were within budget compliance for this year. And then we discussed the possibility of, we've mentioned the CIP projects, and now the CIP projects were not included in my projections because of their cost. And it was brought to our attention that I think the commission wanted to look at that further and see whether we wanted to modify the rate, not modify the rate, what we wanted to do with the rate. And to me, that means that I think we need to probably start to do a deep dive into our rate review again. It's been 5 years since we've done this. The last one we did was in 2016 to any level of, and it took us 18 months. So my guess is a deep dive would take us a while again. So it's up for discussion whether we wanted to take that deep dive. So there'd be two things we needed to do. One is adopt a rate for the 2023 budget, because that's around the corner. I think if we want to consider any type of rate, higher, lower, stay the same, I think we would be looking for the 2024. And I think we had discussed if it is the desire of this commission, having a subcommittee and creating that. And that's up for discussion. And if that you guys would like to proceed, we will begin that. I think it's probably a good idea to start it in January, new commissioner, new year, and we can start that process, meet as often and as frequently as you guys would desire, and we will be there.
Amy, could you walk us through the timetables for budget adoption and approvals? That might help the commissioners understand the timing of these rate audits.
The rate audits. So we normally start in August. And the reason we start so often is because of the mandates of public notice if we do a rate increase. So if we were to do a rate increase working backwards with the budget normally gets adopted either June or May, which means you need to be in front of Mayor and Council 30 days prior to that for the public hearing, which means you need to be 60 days in front of that to even do a notice of intent of a rate increase. So that puts us 2 months from now, and so we sort of missed the mark to get there
this year
for the next fiscal year. So we what we can do is, I think at our first meeting, is put together a formalized timeline in order to hit that, because while we're talking 18 months, it's really going to be 12, because this time next year we need to be pretty solid in what we want to recommend, because we will need to do the public notices, get them on board. It will require a public hearing. And we can, the nice thing is, the last time we did any kind of a rate review, we did it separately from the budget. We did it separately from the water utility. A couple of years ago, the water utility changed their process up to mimic and follow the budget cycle, and we would do the same thing. So we'll take the budget timeline, and we will incorporate our re-engineer our timeline to meet theirs. So when we have a public hearing on the budget, we will also have a public hearing on the rate, no rate, a superior rate.
What is the liaison with the Planning Commission and the City Planning Department for doing the CIP?
Well,
besides having the comprehensive plan, because that obviously is updated or is reconsidered every year anyway, depending on.
Commissioner Mattson, each department at the town here develops their own capital improvement program. So Public Works, that is Amy and Paul, are in charge of approving the CIP program for Public Works, and that gets sent up to the town manager and ultimately to the town council. The Community and Economic Development Group, although Paul, I don't know that they have a CIP budget per se.
They do not.
They are part of the group that is looking forward at projects. Here at the Stormwater Utility, Commissioner Mattson That is really left up to the stormwater utility staff to develop that CIP and work with our administration as far as timing goes, or if plot projects are sent forward to the town manager and to the town council for approval. So in essence, the stormwater utility CIP projects are really born out of our own group. We do regularly work with the variety of departments, the water utility, I just mentioned the CED group, Parks and Recreation. We all know they've got a few big bond projects that span across not just Parks and Recreation, but really public works. There's water utility needs. There's future planning needs that they could be brought into. But we do have counterparts at the planning group, Bayer Vella. We work with him and his people quite regularly. We're checking with the permitting group. What projects are coming up? What areas of town are coming under development where the public works group and stormwater utility may need to flex their muscles upstream or downstream to make sure those improvements are copacetic with the rest of our infrastructure package? But for the most part, the projects presented as part of the stormwater utility CIP are coming from ourselves based upon inspections, life cycle needs. Those types of things are how we go about building that CIP.
Well, I was not thinking of the actual project thing, but the triangulation between coordination between the three major areas, finance, the actual projects in public works, and the planning, comprehensive plan, to see how they are being triangulated. Mm. And usually it is a subcommittee, working committee of the three, that attempts that coordination and setting up a sequence of dates. Well, we'll do this project this time, next one.
Yeah.
Go back to the finance committee to see how much, where we're going to raise the money, where the money's going to come from.
Because obviously so we cannot build all the projects all at the same time.
That's right.
There's not enough money or resources to deliver them
The sequencing of them, so we're not doing C before we do A and B.
Correct.
Right.
And that is important information for commissioners to have in their hand, so that, again, we're not asking for unrealistic project delivery or really unneeded projects.
Or responding to, say, a developer all of a sudden comes in with a major plan, and we haven't even looked at that possibility in both stormwater as well as basic public works.
Correct. Because here at the Stormwater Utility, and we presented some of our financials multiple times to you guys, you'll see line items in there, outside funding sources or private funding sources. You know, we really lean into some of our subdivision development to deliver some of these capital projects for us. Whether we maintain them or not, they are a significant part of our portfolio.
Well, and we would like to have some input, say, when the planning department is negotiating with these developers.
Sure.
Well, you know, I could actually add to this. By code, that's sort of on target, sort of not. By code, any development has to be able to take care of all of their impacts.
Okay.
And when it's a rezoning, that's actually when a negotiation happens, it has to be a nexus. It has to be associated with the project in one form or another for kind of a community, I won't call it community payback, but a community balance. You know, if you get a tighter development footprint, what does that do to the community? And the developer would be responsible for that. That's in the rezoning. If it's completely entitled,
or a subdivision code.
A subdivision, yeah. So when it's completely entitled, they're still responsible by code to mitigate all of their drainage. So the stormwater utility doesn't have to come with cash on the table. Nor does any other department, water department or public works for streets. They are responsible for everything they need to do, less one thing, and that one thing is on our infrastructure improvement plan. So every development pays impact fees. Now our infrastructure improvement plan is tied to our impact fees. So if a development comes in and a developer does or builds a piece of that IIP, then they can be due a credit out of their impact fees.
Okay.
So it's really, there's no cash out of pocket for the town. It's just that there are there are some situations in which they'll have to pay less fees. Primarily, when it comes to the stormwater rate, that's looking at community CIP, things that benefit the community at large, not tied to a particular development. Although, where we can, we try to make sure that when development goes in, that as they're dealing with larger issues, that they're dealing with those larger issues in totality. And again, that generally happens during the rezoning. You know, there's a few things, case in mind of where there were regional basins, and they wanted to reclaim some of those regional basins for development footprint. Well, they have to mitigate what they're taking out. I think the impetus behind this is it's been 5 years, and as we're responsible, we answer to the citizens of Oro Valley. It's the primary duty of this body, actually, to periodically review those rates and decide whether or not it goes up, it goes down, depending upon the needs in front of us. Mm-hmm. And that infrastructure plan, those projects that we need to do from that community perspective, the utility really needs to dig in and figure out what those are and move forward. Now, to your point, we do have to do that in conjunction with planning, with engineering, with the water department, because the first thing that'll give you a black eye is if we go out there, we fund a project, we put the project in, and 3 days later somebody comes in and says, well, I need to rip that out because we're putting this in. You certainly don't want to do that. So that,
and we don't want surprises foisted on the council.
That's right. That's right.
And again, we need verification as well from finance. Is this right. a sound plan?
Can we afford this? Right. We may afford it in sequence.
Right.
Now, well, the luxury for the stormwater utility, we are an enterprise fund.
Right. Yes.
We somewhat are self-sustaining.
Correct.
But I do want to bring back up what Commissioner Parker had mentioned at the September meeting. It has been the mission statement of the stormwater utility to satisfy the state and federal permit requirements. It has not been the mission statement to repair all drainage infrastructure within the town or create new drainage infrastructure.
And that's what I was keeping in mind is what Commissioner Parker had stated in the previous. I had made some notes about that.
And it was fortuitous that he mentioned that. I believe he was with either the stormwater utility or on the commission. I believe it was on the commission the last time we did the audit update or increased the rate, if mm-hmm. you will. And he will relay to you it was an extensive effort, as will Ms. Ramsey over here. That's why, again, we want to set up a series of study sessions, which I believe is the next agenda item, to help you guys educate yourselves in understanding what the current rate can pay for and what our needs might be out into the future.
Right.
So we really want to offer you the opportunity to arm yourselves or educate yourselves in looking at that rate audit.
That's why I raised it here rather than raising it with you by email, because, you know. Because I wanted everyone to be in
that's
part
the discourse
of the
discussion. Of this body, yes.
Exactly. Commissioner, one of the things we will have to establish when we get in a subcommittee is to John's point, you know, we have one vision and a set of goals for the stormwater. It could be, it's 5 years. It could be that the goals of the vision of this commission have changed.
Yes.
So we'll have to set new parameters, new objectives, perhaps, or keep the same. And
or the council might have.
Or the council might.
Right.
Correct. And I do want to clarify, we've got opportunities here, and we can discuss this further on the next agenda item. I do recommend we look at study sessions versus a subcommittee. The subcommittee has a different functionality, doesn't necessarily involve all the commissioners. We would recommend that we set up study sessions that are available to all the commissioners. We only have a select few people here, so I'd like to... I can further discuss that on the next agenda item, but I do recommend that we set up study sessions.
Does this require a motion?
This particular item, again, we are looking at the rate audit increase, decrease, or status quo under the current agenda item number four.
That would be right now, we would just make a motion that we're under advisement to look at it.
Or this is for... adoption of 2022-23.
Yeah, that's the first motion.
Correct.
To adopt that, but then if we make a second motion for a study thing, we're looking at under advisement.
And
not committing ourselves.
That is the next
agenda item. Yep.
Okay.
So we're only looking for a motion to approve, deny the current rate for the stormwater utility. So that's what item number four is currently in front of you.
Well, I'm in total support of keeping it at $4.50. I always ask staff, you know, is that sufficient for you to function as your department for the next year?
It is currently under our current mission statement.
Right.
Chair Kafari, yes.
Okay.
Can you scroll to the motion as they read? Suggested motion.
There you go.
All right. Any other discussion?
No.
Any questions?
No.
All right, well, I will make the motion. I move to approve a recommendation to mayor and council to support a status quo base rate for the stormwater utility for the upcoming fiscal year 2022-2023.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion passes. Moving on to agenda item number five, discuss possible meeting schedule for study sessions to discuss capital improvement projects, and rate adjustment scenarios for future fiscal years. Mr. Spiker?
Thank you, Chair Kafari, Commissioners. Again, what we're looking to do for this particular set of study sessions is offer an opportunity for the commissioners to do a deep dive, as Paul Kiesler and Amy Ramsey had alluded to better understand what our current financial situations are and what our needs might be out into the future. Again, we're setting up a series of meetings, and they can start in January, February, whatever you guys are comfortable with, and really roll through the calendar year of 2022 so that, again, at this time next year, we're all in agreement of where we need to go and can make an articulate recommendation up to council. And again, that could be a decrease in the fee, that could be status quo again, or it could be an increase. But those that have gone through this before understand it is a lengthy and time-consuming process. And again, we really want to offer you guys the opportunity to educate yourselves. So the intent of agenda item number five is to get you guys thinking, what days of the week might be good? Do you want to meet once a month? Do you want to meet multiple times a month? Do you want to try to meet before the commission meetings, after the commission meetings, on a weekend? We're really offering this up for a discussion on what makes sense. And to Commissioner Mattson's point, who should be at the table? You know, we'll certainly bring our staff here, public work staff. Finance seems to be a pretty key component. They ought to be at the table as well. But maybe bringing some of the planning group in or some of these other departments at Oro Valley that might assist you in understanding where the town is going, not just the stormwater utility.
My previous experience at two other cities as a commissioner or advisory board was that often I found that the planning and the finance were kind of disconnected from the actual public works going
sure.
on. And me, a trained and licensed planner and everything, too many times they're pie in the sky without knowing how things are going to be financed.
Correct.
And at the same time, finance is concerned about can we fit within a budget and respond to the council. And that's why I was doing that triangularization
yep.
concern.
Yep. Again, we want to arm you guys with as much information as we can get to you.
Mm-hmm.
But there does need to be an understanding. Some of this is so far out into the future, it's really hard to pin down as far as the reality of when this might happen or how much money it actually might cost the town. And we've got some budgets hanging out into the 10 to 20 year time frame. We don't have a ton of confidence in those.
No.
But
no.
We do need to put them out there as a planning mechanism so that we can better understand, do we need to go out and seek additional help, whether that's funding, project management, et cetera, or even lean into some of our subdivision projects that are coming out to see if they might be able to alleviate some of our needs here at the stormwater utility. So again, there's no motion for this, but we would really like to understand the timing from the commissioners. And seeing as how we don't have Commissioner Parker or Thomas here, mm-hmm. and we are bringing on a new commissioner in January, I can appreciate that might be a little difficult to give us that information. But again, we're not seeking a motion. We're just seeking information. What makes sense for you guys? We know most of you guys are working folks.
I'm pretty flexible. Volunteer. I can say now that I'm retired, really retired. I'm not doing any.
So Commissioner Mattson is available for anything.
I turned down two consulting jobs because I just don't want to. I'm getting a little tired. I would like to do things for fun rather than.
Good.
Yes.
But so I don't want to overcommit myself. My wife will shoot me.
Correct. And same with staff. We don't want to overwhelm staff. But right. Again, part of our duty is to provide you guys the information to make an articulate recommendation up to council. So we are somewhat at your beck and call here.
Might I suggest that staff comes back to this body with kind of an outline of those steps that at least we see to give you kind of a rough piece of clay for you to get your arms around. You know, just asking you point blank if you've never been through this might be a bit overwhelming. And if we could come back, we put together those steps, kind of what we see. Maybe planning comes in one meeting and then engineering comes in another meeting. And so you're getting all the input, and then you can take and kind of call all of that input down into something that's manageable and something for you to work with. But maybe the first step is for us just to kind of put that outline together for you, and then you to digest and either accept it, change it, modify it, or however you want to approach it. Whatever works for the comfort of this body.
Commissioners, another suggestion would be how we did it last time is the subcommittee met probably a couple weeks in advance of the main meeting. That way we could meet, discuss, and then bring back if that needed an action to the commission, because there's no action at the subcommittee meeting.
Correct.
So we can come back with a suggestion.
That sounds like an appropriate recommendation, that we try to convene the special study sessions prior to our regular session meetings. So again, we can present that information in a public format and get it documented and recorded. So
we would be putting it down on record at the official meeting.
Correct.
What we had already looked at, or at least some of the strategies, not necessarily in detail, but such as maybe there are certain things we're concerned about Innovation Park. And where we would like to see that grow, and what we might have to do for Innovation Park.
Right.
See? So we could, that way we're planning ahead.
Yep. So again, what I'd also like to
proactive.
Ask, think of some topics as commissioners you guys would like to dive into. We're going to present some basic financial, some basic planning, and some needs that we already know of. But if there's certain areas you guys would like to delve in deeper to, please express those to us through email. You guys can reach out to us so that we can put that into the schedule, into the hopper, so that at our next Stormwater Utility Commission meeting, we can present a rough outline of where we need to go in diving into this rate audit. Okay. Any further discussion on this particular item?
I would, yes. John Lynch went through this in depth with Pima County Wastewater. I would like to keep him involved in some capacity.
Yes.
Because that was met with a lot of hostility by the community, by the Board of Supervisors. And so just having his expertise on board with that aspect would be invaluable.
I appreciate that sentiment, Chair Kafari. Certainly we would involve Mr. Lynch. He's working, he's a staff member, our project manager over at Stormwater Utility. He's been instrumental in piecing together the current CIP package for us. So yes, we would like to involve him as well.
Yeah, and I think calling it a study session instead of a subcommittee would be more appropriate.
Okay.
The last study session that I was involved in with the Stormwater Utility was, I think it was 3 years ago, Drainage Criteria Manual or something, and it was, it was a lot less structured. It was a long session. I think we met twice. And so this sounds like it's going to be a lot more involved, and Can you just go over the time frame again? I thought Amy Ramsey brought up what the time frame is to have a, not a subcommittee, but a schedule of study sessions in place.
So, Commissioner Brown, the town council adopts budgets in the June time frame.
Yes.
So we have to be in front of them, did we say 30 days 30 prior days. To that?
Actually, April. The budget will go to council probably in April. So we would need to be in front of that, in front of when the preliminary budget goes to council.
So in February, I'm looking right now, in February of 2023, we will have to have a notice of intent. So by that, so...
That means getting through our commission meeting.
Right, so the for 2022, in November or December, we will have to have a firm recommendation that gives us a year.
Right.
February of 2023, we will have to have the council notice of intent published, 60 days. Then we will have to publicize it again in March. Normally, the town manager's recommended budget then proceeds in April, with a tentative budget sessions after that, tentative adoption May, and this is with a June, and a June, early June, late May adoption.
In 2023.
Yeah. So, okay. I know that, and we'll put that together for our first meeting.
Yes.
So and we'll want to bundle that. It with if the water utility is going to do something. Yeah. We'd want to do that in the same meetings with them so that council gets a much fuller picture. It's not eyedrop to them.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
You're just looking at pulled it up so that I actually have dates.
Urena, were you able to capture those dates? In? Okay, perfect. We'll make sure those are in the meeting minutes so you guys are educated on that, but we'll also be providing an updated schedule on those.
I think it would be good to have some sort of idea how other like-sized communities, jurisdictions, what their rates are. That way we can see something. I know that would be in-depth later in the process, but... Something a little overarching for the next meeting,
sure,
just to see how we stack
up. We'll sort of duplicate what we did the prior times. We did some peer reviews. We did some. We had rates from other jurisdictions. Uh-huh. At the 5 years ago, there were very few stormwater utilities. They were all in the East Coast.
Yeah.
But we know that the city of Tucson recently adopted. They incorporated it into their environmental fees. But we will update all that information as we will.
I'd like to follow up a little bit on that, Chair Kafari. I do know of, I believe there's three entities in the state of Arizona charging a stormwater utility fee. We're one of them. Not a lot of people are doing this. I believe the city of Tucson stormwater fee is really for their green infrastructure program, not necessarily stormwater focused, but it is loosely related.
What are the other cities?
Flagstaff is doing it. I believe the city of Prescott is doing it as well. And I believe there may be one other entity in Phoenix, and I think it's Surprise. It's got a stormwater utility fee, but we'll need to chase that down, Commissioner Mattson. But there's very few entities that are actually charging a specific stormwater fee or has a stormwater utility commission. Most of those are wrapped up into public works entities or environmental quality groups, or relying on agencies like a county or a state level to help them deliver those activities that are needed.
It's definitely going to be worth it. So, as grant funding and federal funding goes downhill, labor costs go up, materials, so look forward to it. This time, move on to agenda item number 6. Review and discussion of the October 29th, 2021 Stormwater Utility Commission field trip. Mr. Spiker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kafari, Commissioners. The intent of this particular agenda item, we're looking for some feedback on the actual field trip itself, how we might do a better job next time, or if there were things that the commissioners desired to hear more on. Again, we couldn't really perform actual items at the field trip itself. So we wanted to bring this back to the commission and solicit some feedback from y'all. Again, I do appreciate those that were able to attend that particular field trip. We took a deep dive on what we call the Sierra Wash on the west side of town, stopping at five different locations out along La Cholla Boulevard. We got to see the new improvements there. We stopped over at the marketplace to see Pima County's Big Wash Preserve and some of the private improvements from Catalina Shadows. That was pretty exciting to see. We saw some needs, we saw some wants, we saw some successes, we saw some failures. I thought it went off really well. We had some really engaging conversations. And it was neat to even hear Urena say, "Hey, I learned something new on the trip this time around." So I thought it was positive overall. My biggest takeaway is I can drive the buses without too much of a problem. But again, we really wanted to offer the commissioners an opportunity to provide some feedback to us on how we might improve these field trips going forward.
Yeah, I thought you guys all did a great job. It was neat to go into that subdivision, you know, stuff that you don't normally see. It's hidden by trees, but you guys have identified it through, you know, Jane or something. So it was really neat to see. Overall, it was great. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that I would change for future years. I know that there's going to be some projects, you know, that you guys want to do, and so just keeping it updated. And
I think it was important that you followed one particular wash, whichever one you decide to use, because it gave us an understanding of the impact that wash would have on different parts of the city.
That was a change this year from previous years, mm-hmm. and it makes sense. It's probably, I don't know, they're all very good, but this one seemed like the best one yet. Of course, I say that every time, but it's true, though, that structure is, I would stick with that, you know, focusing on all of the impacts from that.
I appreciate that feedback. Talking with John Lynch and myself when we were putting together the alignment for the field trip, we noticed there were several improvements, particularly on that water course itself. But I think it allowed us to tell the whole story. You guys are probably aware we've got a lot of fingers touching these watersheds. And we were starting up at Tangerine Road. You know, that was a partnership between Pima County, Marana, and Oro Valley. That kind of set the stage for Sierra Wash. The stormwater utility had little impacts to it. We've seen subdivision development come up around that particular wash. We've got the RTA projects all over that thing. So I felt it was important to kind of walk through the entirety of the wash and really explain how it's come together and how there's still unmet needs out there.
And the complexity of different, as you were just pointing out, the complexity of different entities involved in it,
yeah,
rather than just the city doing this.
Right, and a secondary benefit to that was really to showcase our partnership with the town of Marana, with Pima County. Again, they've got a pretty extensive footprint in the town here itself, and I think we owe them a debt of gratitude. So showing things off, again, like the Big Wash Preserve, it's hard to see from the marketplace how expansive that particular project is. In previous years, we've shown you Big Wash upstream of Tangerine. I mean, we're talking hundreds of acres of preserved open space that the county's managing for the region. So we find tremendous benefit in working with our partners over there. But we want to make sure the public and the commissioners are educated. It's not just us. We're not out here doing it on our own. We really have to lean into our partners here. And they've helped us out tremendously. So, again, it was important to showcase some of that work off. But we still got more needs out there, that's for sure. So I appreciate the feedback, and we'll take that under advisement for future years, as these are things we do want to keep offering up to the commissioners every year, is that field trip. I find it's valuable to see what we're actually doing in the field and what needs are unmet. So you guys have an understanding when you look at the rate reviews. Okay, that is being covered, great, or it's not. How are we going to get there?
That actually made me think, John. I can't remember the last time we've gone like north and kind of east of parts of town. I know there's not a lot of infrastructure up there, but maybe highlighting something, Rancho Vistosa Boulevard, somewhere kind of up there.
Sure.
And then mentioning like the roadways, but like how do we tie in Oro Valley infrastructure with another jurisdiction's infrastructure? So something coming out of Catalina State Park, how do we accept those flows? How do we, you know, Rams Canyon area, that kind of stuff.
Thank you, Chair Gafar. I appreciate that input.
All right. Moving on to agenda item number 7, discussion and possible action regarding the Stormwater Utility regular session meeting schedule for calendar year 2022. Mr. Stryker, please proceed.
Thank you, Chair Kafari, Commissioners. What you see before you, particularly in the attachment, are the scheduled dates for the Stormwater Utility Commission in the calendar year 2022. And if I was smart, I would...
We'll forgive you.
Thank you. The Stormwater Utility Commission meets regularly on the third Thursday of every month at 4 o'clock here in the Hopi Room. We're presenting these meetings to you as the Stormwater Utility does not desire to cancel meetings on our own. We really want the commissioners to be soliciting cancellations if they desire it or not. Please keep in mind that regularly we have canceled the August and December meetings. And then as we just discussed, we have a field trip bundled into a part of these meetings. We're also discussing study sessions that might append this list of meetings. So what we're asking from the commissioners here, and there is a particular motion here if we choose to exercise that, we'd like to see if there are dates on this particular list that you would desire to cancel. That way, the Stormwater Utility has an idea of which dates to place on the agenda for cancellation. We are bound by town code. We can't just cancel meetings. We do have to bring them forward in a public meeting to have them canceled. Therefore, you've seen them in agenda items fairly regularly for cancellations of future dates. That was really at the request of Jack Stinnett, who was a commissioner here with us a few years ago. The makeup of the commission at that time did not feel there was a need to meet every month. We want to make sure we're using your time effectively and efficiently, as well as staff time. So if there is no need to meet every single month, we'd like to hear that feedback and make sure we're setting up our meetings appropriately to meet town code as well as the commission's needs. So that's really why we're bringing this particular agenda item up in front of you today.
Comments? I guess it falls on Gary.
No. Could you go back to the
dates? Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's a big
help. So again, typically, commissioners, we've taken August off, and we've taken December off.
Right.
This past year, we had our field trip scheduled in October. We're talking about study sessions coming up in 2022. So again, we really want to be fair to your time in looking at this particular list. Stormwater Utility is more than comfortable keeping this current list up. And as we go through each individual meeting, if the commissioners would like to cancel the future meetings, we can certainly place that onto agendas. But we wanted to just put this in front of you and give you an appreciation. There's additional meetings bookended in here that will require your time.
Will, Chair, the question. So are you planning, are we planning to go back to the April field trip? Because it used to be in April, and then this year it was October.
Commissioner Brown, I think at this time we would continue to hold the field trips in October. I think that worked out really well. The weather was fine. It seemed like people's availabilities was okay in October. So we do recommend keeping the field trip in the October time frame.
Also post-monsoon.
That's true. It does give us an opportunity to showcase post-monsoon effects.
Yeah. Would it benefit to... for a motion or to resolve two skipped meeting months? today, for example, August and December. Because I think historically that has been knocked off the schedule, like from early on in the year because of monsoon and then holidays.
It also coincides with council. Council is generally off August and December as well. And you have your council liaison, so it's being, you know, sympathetic to their schedules as well.
Commissioners, and if you do elect to do that, you always have the option in June of putting it back on.
Correct.
Well, I move.
Well, hold on, wait a minute. Before we move, I just want to point out, when we were talking about the scheduling for all this other stuff, you said November, December, we would have to have something prepared. I just want to be aware of that.
Correct.
When we talk about October, because we may have to have the meeting in October to finalize whatever we wish to present and have done in November.
Correct.
Okay, I just want that for everyone to be aware of that.
And
I think August is fine.
That's why we really felt we wanted to push the schedule in front of you instead of arbitrarily thinking we would cancel every other meeting. As we just kind of witnessed this particular year in 2021, we had a series of meetings through the summer. We had a lot of things going on, and we held three meetings in a row to try and help get you guys up to speed or present topics that were coming our way at the Stormwater Utility. It was just articulated, if we do decide to cancel meetings under this current motion, we can always bring them back. Or if the commission desires to hold meetings every other month, we can prepare those agenda items like you've been seeing previously, where
right.
we're automatically canceling the next month's meeting. But we want to get a feel for the commission. And again, if the commission feels like they don't want to make a motion now, we're comfortable with that as well. But we really wanted to offer you guys an opportunity to talk about it and see what makes sense, with the understanding there are special study sessions coming up. There's field trips that aren't booked in here. There's other meeting dates that might be appropriate against state of the towns, other things that we're going to ask.
The other point is, if we were going to have a field trip,
right,
and we were going to have it in October, it might be better to have it in April, because by that time you'd be identifying certain issues we might want to discuss in the study groups.
Salient point, Commissioner Mattson.
Dr. Green?
The issue for me was I enjoyed being able to see post-monsoon what had gone on, which I wouldn't have a feel for in April, but I'm just an observer.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm just thinking, if we're trying to formalize something and finalize it in October, we may want to have that field trip earlier, especially for a new commissioner coming on.
Mr. Kiesel?
Chair, Commissioner Mattson, I think you bring up a good point. I think maybe it should be two.
That too?
You know, you do want to take a look and see how did we perform. You know, where are our soft spots after a monsoon? But to the point of working on the utility fee and understanding what needs to be done, I think that's a responsibility of staff to go around and figure out what are those failing structures, what are those structures that we really need to attend to, and then be able to bring the commission out and look at those. And sure, springtime, I think, is a perfect time to do something like that. Get that list of projects together and then go visit the sites.
Chair Clyburn, can I make a comment?
Yes.
This item does not need a motion at this time.
It's a possible motion.
You can bring it up any time during the upcoming year and any month that you wish to cancel a meeting for the next month.
Mm-hmm.
Study sessions can also not be in the Hopi room, but can go to a location. So you don't need to tie your study session of your possible rate increase with the fall field trip. So just keep that in mind. They don't need to be tied together. I do know that it takes an enormous amount of time to put together the field trip that we just had, and to ask staff to go back and do it again in the spring might be a little difficult. Okay. But special trips can be taken in regards to a study session to one location, maybe. So you can consider that.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to bring up, I don't believe it's the commissioner's duty to understand the technical reasons why projects may be needed. That's staff's job to understand those and to articulate that to the commission. What we're asking the commission to do is recommend a rate increase, decrease, or status quo to the town council. So what we'd be asking out of the commission, review the current project loads that we have, our state and federal mandate needs, and our resource needs as it comes towards stormwater and floodplain management here at the town. So those would be the items we'd be presenting at these study sessions for you to look at. But certainly if the commission needs more backup as to why that project is necessary or would like to go out and look at certain sites, we can certainly accommodate that at any time. But really the duty of the commission would be to look at the recommendations from staff. Is it appropriate? So that they're educated to make a recommendation up to the town council.
I have some comments and a question. In my personal opinion, I would say we just keep the schedule as is. Don't mess with anything. Keep a standing agenda item for potential cancellation for the next month's meeting. There's going to be a bunch of changes, potentially a WOTUS ruling, DEQ changes. There could be some actions that we don't foresee right now that we are going to have to take in order to be compliant. My question is it possible to move these meetings to 3:30 instead of 4 o'clock? We're here at 5 o'clock. I want to be considerate of staff's time and council's time. As we go forward, we're going to have budget hearings, or we're going to have budget study sessions. We're going to be looking at this. I don't want to keep staff 5:30, 6 o'clock potentially. But if that causes a headache, I don't want to do that.
Sure.
It was just a suggestion.
Well, I think we might want to discuss this next time because two commissioners aren't here.
Correct.
I don't know what their schedules are like.
Correct.
In the meantime, what I can say is that that staff needs to go check with both the town clerk and the town manager to understand if there's any legal ramifications of a change like that.
Oh, correct.
Just to make sure, because it's not only for this body, but it's also for the public. And to make sure the public's available as well.
Yeah, so I personally don't want to make a motion. I leave it up to you guys. But we can table this discussion for action next month.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, those are my only
And again, I would like to let you guys understand you can request any dates to be canceled. I would ask that you put those as future agenda items when we get to those points during any of our Stormwater Utility Commission meetings so that staff can appropriately put it on the next agenda. I mean, we always do have that as a fallback position.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You made a motion.
No, I did not.
You didn't make a motion to table it.
Yeah, so I didn't complete.
We would need a motion to
table to discuss
continue.
It at the next meeting.
I will make a motion to continue this item at the next Stormwater Utility Commission meeting. No action to be taken today.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Did you get all that, Urena?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Agenda item number 8. Discussion and possible action regarding the cancellation of December 16th, 2021 Stormwater Utility Commission regular session meeting. In the interest of time, I will move to deny canceling the December 16th meeting and that we will hold the meeting.
And welcome the new potential commissioner too, right?
He's coming to
Although he's not officially here. No.
Unless he comes to the public.
Okay.
They should be approved at the December 1st meeting.
Yeah.
I believe that would make them eligible, or do we have to wait till Commissioner Brown's term officially expires?
Well, they would be a non-voting member then. They would just be.
They could always attend as a public.
As an observer.
He'd be an observer.
Yeah, the town clerk would determine what that status would be.
Okay.
I believe I do need a second.
I second.
Please repeat your motion.
I can. I move to deny canceling the December 16th, 2020-21 Stormwater Utility Commission regular session meeting. We will hold the meeting in December.
It'll be a limited tender, set of tender items, I assume.
Will you?
I'll be here, yeah.
You'll be here, yeah. And then...
Hopefully.
These,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so...
It's always pending a quorum.
Yes,
yeah.
Depends
yeah.
on a quorum.
Just because I just
that's,
don't know what...
That's yeah,
okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. So...
Do we have a second?
You don't get your cake.
We'll get to do a goodbye again, Joan.
Yes, well, possibly.
Do we have a second?
I second.
To deny, okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Any opposed?
Motion of denial passes. All right. Did I miss the... Agenda item number 9, future agenda items. Commissioners, are there any future agenda items that you would like to see on the December meeting? I think we've discussed that we would like some sort of idea, wrap our arms around what a rate increase study sessions would potentially look like. We will need to revisit talking about the scheduling of these meetings.
Right.
I don't believe that there is anything else that we discussed here. Staff, as always, feel free to add what you need to add above and beyond our regular standing agenda items. Joan, of course, you are always welcome.
Thank you.
That's all I have. Are we at a point where we're going to switch council liaisons?
Perhaps.
January,
Perhaps.
Yeah. So, tentative thank you agenda item to Dr. Green, then, please.
Mm-hmm. I think the mayor may want to put me back in here again, but we'll see.
They're doing an excellent job.
Commissioners, any other future agenda items that you would like presented? Fantastic.
All right. Hearing no other comments, moving on to adjournment. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I so
move. I second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So moved. We are adjourned.